Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV18 market podcast. Over the next 7 minutes, I'm going to tell you how you should prepare yourself for the trading day. Now, the Nifty has been facing a bit of a resistance at the record highs of 12,000 to 12,100. There is a bit of a sinking feeling that you're getting in the market when you look at the internals. So the headline index is being held up because of a few large caps like HDFC Bank, HDFC, Reliance, etc. But beneath the surface, there's plenty of malaise. A lot of the debt-ridden promoter issue stocks have fallen about 10, 15, 20% over the last many days. So whether it's, you know, the ADAG group stocks, whether it's Eros International, Jet Airways, India Bulls Housing Finance, anything that has some promoter-related balance sheet stress is under a lot of pressure. The flows have also turned a bit dry. So it seems like foreign investors have now become fence sitters. They don't want to take a major call ahead of the budget because you never know, what if LTCG is announced, long-term capital gains, then perhaps that could lead to a sell-off. So yesterday as well, we saw FIIs buy just 96 crores in the market. Domestic institutions, in fact, have turned sellers. So they've sold about 150 odd crores in cash. And the market breadth was quite weak. As I said, the debt-ridden stocks have been under a lot of pressure. Now, we've been following our own domestic cues, so global cues don't matter so much. But even there are some challenges. So the Dow actually snapped its six-day winning streak to close flat. It's the US-China trade tensions which have put a lid on the market gains. In fact, there is a demand slowdown that you're seeing globally, and that showcases in crude as well. So yesterday, Brent crude was down 1.5% at $61.4 a barrel. Of course, that's a positive for markets like India. But coming to the overall market picture itself, the Nifty continues to be range-bound between the 11,800 to 12,100 mark. The 200-day moving average for the Nifty is about 11,085. So that's the level to watch on the downside. Until that level is held, this market will still stay afloat. And the best way to play this market is to stay invested in or trading in large cap names, especially, you know, the names like Reliance Industries, HDFC Banks of the world, which have been making new highs, Bajaj Finance, etc. Some macro data also expected today. So you have the April IIP and the May CPI data. So inflation and growth estimates will come out, or rather the numbers will come out by the end of the day. But some stocks that you can look forward to in the news. The power sector will be in focus because the government has announced a 100-day plan to re-energize the power sector. So a council has been proposed to address the issues between the center and the state. The power ministry plans to set up a pan-India distributor as well. And immediate dispensation of the dues to power companies is something that the government is looking at. So all these power companies will definitely react to that on the upside. The ADAG stocks or the Anil Ambani group stocks could continue to be under pressure today. For Reliance Capital and Reliance Home Finance, PwC has resigned as auditor of the company, so there continues to be problems there. Yes Bank was under quite a bit of pressure yesterday. It came off from the top after Moody's threatened to downgrade the bank on the back of weak financials. Now there's fresh bad news where the founders have demanded for a board seat, the compensation issues continue to crop up, and the nomination panel chairperson has also quit the company. So problems galore for Yes Bank. Finally, the stock on my radar is Reliance Industries. There are reports that Brookfield and Reliance have inched closer to a tower deal. Remember, Relgio's 170,000 towers valued at 36,000 crore rupees are up for grabs, and apparently Brookfield has inched closer to buying these for a value of around $5 billion. So it'll be big for Reliance Industries. Of course, these are unconfirmed reports, not verified by CNBC TV18 on their own. But on that note, thank you so much for listening in to our podcast, and do stay tuned to CNBC TV18 across all social media platforms and on television for all the latest updates. Have a good day.